Yeah, frustrating. Couldn't get that moment of quality to unlock the door, and as we predicted that they would come and make it very difficult, and they did. And so we needed the first goal for the game to open up, and we couldn't get it. But it's another point to the tally, and you know, we've just got to keep that points tally ticking over.
Good result for considering that Fleetwood have lost at home as well to Swindon today.
Yeah, obviously that makes it a better point coming in. But you know, today's a game. You know, we should have won really in terms of the possession we've had. Certainly in the second half, I thought we were a lot brighter on the ball, a lot more positive in our play. But we weren't able to get the goal. Sometimes you get games like that and you get a feeling on the touchline. I think that scramble at the end where they've like blocked it in the 6 yard box, I think three times, kind of summed the game up a little bit. But it wasn't a lack of effort from the lads. So they've given us their all. You know, crowd were tremendous. Got right behind the team in the second half, but it's just sometimes you just need that first goal to go in and for them to open up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you've got to, well, you are going to remain positive. You know, you haven't lost any ground. I mean, I suppose that is the positive you take, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, well, we're better off now than we were at the start. So that's got to be good. You know, six games to go now, and you know, we've just got to now regroup. I think Gary will be back for Tuesday, which will be good for us, and go down there, you know, pick the right team. What will be a terrific night down at Roots Hall.
You've never had a quiet week. This is yet another big week for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, it's a crucial week for us. We've got the game in hand on some of the teams, and this is it on Tuesday. So we go down there on a good run, and hopefully we can continue it.